Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hello, everyone. It is Dixie D'Amelio, and welcome back to the Two Chicks podcast. I am here with another chick who is not Charlie. It is
Alexa. I'm back.
And today we're going to be talking about some fun stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't want to be happy.
That was a harmonize.
Wow.
If you guys didn't know that. But let's get into it.
My high school ex-boyfriend's little brother called me the other day, and we had the best conversation. Like, I love talking to people from, like, my high school and stuff. I just feel like everyone hates me. And I always feel like that. And I hate that. But we had...
Yeah, we need to work on that.
I know. Mm-hmm. But we had, like, a long talk. He was like, I didn't want to reach out because I thought you hated me. And I was like, oh my God, I thought you hated me. But we talked for, like, 2 hours. It was him and my other friend from, like, his friend. But we were all in, like, the same friend group. And we just talked. And it was super nice because, like, my ex and I are in good terms. Mm-hmm. And I was just like...
They're normal people.
I mean, yeah. We just had a good talk. And it was like funny because he was like, I see you in the Snapchat articles. You're doing this and all that.
You're like, the half of those are fake. So
he was like, are you pregnant? I'm like, no, Dixie's, I'm not pregnant.
Dixie sent me an article the other night. I asked her something and she just replies to one of the Snapchat articles. It's like, Dixie's net worth is either $1 million to like
40 million.
40 million. And she goes, I have $40 million. I'm like, okay, anyways, like, they're just so
random and weird.
I look at them and I'm like,
what?
Wait, did this happen?
Like, I always see stuff and I'll like send it to someone and be like,
yeah, this is true. It's so crazy.
You're not married?
I think one of the biggest things for me is like, obviously, like, you guys are normal people. Like, I just am with you guys every single day. And then I look on Snapchat and I read these stories of you guys and I'm like, it feels like they're different people that I'm reading it about, because it's like the internet is so fake and like doesn't understand that they're like real people, and then they just make them seem like just people that they're just not. It's so hard to disassociate. It's so hard to explain what I'm trying to say, but happens a lot.
But yeah, so I was talking to my ex's little brother and he's 18, and I haven't, like, talked to him since he was 16, but I was like, what's going on in school? Because, like, I don't really have... I have two friends that are still in high school, but all of my friends already graduated. And so he was just telling me, like, how the school days are going, like, all the teachers that got fired and stuff. Cause, like,
the school drama.
Yeah, which is cool.
That's so funny, because in the car today, Charlie was like, I, like, miss high school drama. Like, not being in it, but, like... She literally just wants to know things because she just feels like she's uninvolved,
like,
and like,
oh my
she
God,
hasn't
this person is dating
like
this
stupid
person.
Stuff. But like, she literally is like trying to find out like drama like in the world here, because she's like I literally miss high school drama.
It was just like
that. She literally said that today.
It was the biggest thing in the world to me, and I was like, my life is over. But now I'm like, oh, okay. Well, not just 90 people in my grade know this. The whole world knows.
Yeah. Now she's like, oh my God, my life is actually over, but it's not.
But we were talking about, like, my group of friends in high school. We all went to Rolling Loud my senior year. And it was funny because he was like, we saw Mosey, and now you're, like, hanging out with him.
It's so,
like,
weird.
Oh, I know.
But doesn't it feel like when you were, like, at that concert, like, Mosey was, like, a different person than he is? Like, doesn't he feel like he wasn't, like, now he doesn't feel like fake,
no,
like, because he's your friend. But, like, when you were, like, at that concert, it was, like, it feels like two different people. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, when I, like, read the Snapchat articles, I'm like, those aren't the people that I know.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, it's so weird.
Like, I literally have videos of him perform. I sent it to him. I was like, look, 1 year ago today.
And, he was like, oh, my God, Mosey.
It's like, ew.
You and Mosey are good friends. He's nice. He's a nice guy.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think.
Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you.
But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Do you ever, like, I have such a bad issue with responding to texts, but then I can't do anything because I'm so stressed that I didn't respond to a text, but
she
then
wait.
I don't respond to it. Hi, it's Dixie. I just wanted to wish you a happy belated birthday.
Okay, that's fine. I think belated birthday texts are better than nothing. That means you were thinking of them a couple days after, and you're like, oh, shoot, I didn't text them on their birthday. I need to text them. Oh, now she's getting into her text messages. How many unread texts do you have?
I have, oh, God, it's bad. 3,924.
Unread text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
And I literally, it stresses me out.
Yeah, but you get
because
so many texts.
I know, but I feel so bad. Like, I have texts from people from home, and I, like, want to answer, but then I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know what to say. Like, what if they hate me? I just get into a
and
whole
then you forget,
anxiety
and then you're just,
cycle.
Well, that's like when you didn't want to put your groceries away, but you were thinking about it all night.
And I was sitting down in bed. I used to do that with homework. That was my night routine every night. I would never plan on doing my homework. I didn't care for doing my homework. And plus, I had so many frees that I could do it during school.
During school, but you would stress about it.
But I would stay up till 4 a.m. stressing about homework that I wasn't planning on doing.
You would just sit there. And then the other day, she had groceries that were sitting. She bought so many groceries, and they were sitting outside her thing. And she was like, she told me the next day, she was like, I had so many groceries, and I just was laying in bed thinking about it till like 4 a.m. Like how I had to put them away, but I just couldn't. I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, okay, well, I can help. And she was like, she also doesn't like people doing things for her ever.
Yeah.
She will never ask anyone for help.
Like, I had...
Unless it's you ask me, which is good, but then you'll never ask and like...
I had people coming to clean my apartment, and like, she was like, do you want me to put these away? And I was like, no, thank you.
Thanks.
It's okay.
I was like, Dixie, she literally, like, she has to put them away to clean. Like, she, I'm like...
I know, and then I...
She hates it.
I just feel so bad. Like,
that's a good, it's better than being friggin' diva.
Yeah. There's something else that, like.
But it's good to ask for help.
It's something where it's like, oh, at my apartment, you have to call your car. And mm-hmm. I feel so bad. Like, I'm like, sometimes I just leave something in my car and I have to call it. And I'm like, I have to call it just to get something out. Like, that's so embarrassing. I always feel like.
That just, like, baffles me because their entire building is there to help. Like, they're so great and they're so nice. Oh my! I walk in, they're like, hey, Alexa. They know me now. They're like, key to Dixie's. I'm like, yep. They're so nice. Dixie's like, no, I'm too scared. I won't ask. I'm like, I'll ask for you. I literally use them all the time.
They're, I was in the elevator with, like, someone that worked there the other day, and they were like, how's the TikTok game going? And I was like, God, you know what I do.
they're like really good. They like know.
No, but I'm so overly scared of my surroundings. I'm like, oh my God, I can't talk in this elevator. Like, what if someone?
You guys are very, I'll tell you, very aware of like being canceled and like having people not like you and like very like more aware than like even when like Haley was on the show and whatever you were talking about paparazzi and stuff like. She was like, I don't know how you guys talk to them. And you're like, well, I'm scared. If I don't talk to them, then what if they tell them? And then blah, blah, blah. It's just like so crazy how.
Yeah, we're definitely held to a higher standard than anyone.
But a lot of people also wouldn't care. I'm not saying TikTok people, but like celebrities, they're just like, I don't care. They don't know. Like, but you guys aren't used to it. You know what I mean? Like, you're just.
Yeah. I'm just here to...
You're just here to have fun.
But I've been, like, getting back to it. Yeah. Like,
you've been getting back to the not caring.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been better.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, I said questions, ask now. First reply, can you get a real job?
Yes, she can. She has one. I don't think people realize how freaking busy you guys are. Like, it is terrifying. If anyone saw the calendar, they would have a heart attack.
I mean, I obviously don't work a 9-to-5, and, like, I do agree that I have it a lot easier, and I'm very grateful for what I have, but at the same time...
It's a lot,
but I'm grateful that I'm doing something I enjoy, mm-hmm. and I hope everyone finds joy in what they are doing in their lives.
Agreed.
Okay, favorite sport to watch... Basketball.
Interesting.
I think it's really fast and fun. Actually, no.
Basketball is fun to watch.
I love watching hockey live, not like on TV.
Like being there.
Yeah.
Gymnastics is my favorite.
Gymnastics too.
Gymnastics is sick.
Like Olympics gymnastics. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. They're insane.
It's so fun.
Emmy asked, do you recognize your fans?
That's a good question.
Yes, but I feel like I'm so scared I'm going to meet someone who I talk to on Twitter a lot and I, like, won't recognize them and then they're going to hate me. But...
Of course. Back to the hating.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know. Like, also, it's been COVID. Like, mm-hmm. you could be walking down the street, someone could have a mask on and you would be, like, they could be your biggest fan.
I know. I just feel like... Because I don't really see them as fans. I talk to them as, like, friends.
Yeah, Dixie actually talks to them as friends. Like literally, like, hey, girl...
And it's
LOL.
So I'm nervous. Like, I don't see their faces enough. Like, I wish everyone posted.
Well, also, the world has been shut down. It's not like you've been, like, having, you can have meet and greets and, like, go meet people. It's like you literally haven't met people.
What was your favorite subject in school? Math.
Ugh.
I was really bad at it, but I loved
God, it. Oh, my God. I hated math.
I love that there was one direct answer, but a million ways to get to the answer.
No. I literally despise math. English was mine. Probably.
I hated English.
English is so easy.
The English teachers were always the best.
Yeah.
But I just didn't... I didn't like reading.
Not a writer, reader.
I didn't like writing.
I love reading out loud. Like, if you had a page to read out loud, I'd be the first one to be like, me!
I would listen to audiobooks. I did history. I liked history.
I hated history, too.
Like, I liked current history.
Yeah.
Well, that's not history.
I was going to say.
No, I took a...
Current history.
I took a media and history class, and I loved that, but I hated, like, world history and U.S. history, because it was like...
I know. I was so bad at it, too. I just couldn't remember anything.
Just anything where I was like, I don't need to know this for my life, I didn't pay attention to. Like, psychology I took, and I loved
it. I loved psychology. I took it in college. I took, like, 4 psych classes. It was so cool.
Someone asked, are you getting lip injections? So, here are my thoughts on lip injections, because I talked about this the other day. I think people should do whatever they want with their body, and if we took away the stigma where you have to be natural is perfect and natural is beautiful, if we took away the hate towards people doing what they want to make them feel good, then people would be open and honest about it.
All people should just feel like whatever makes them happy.
Do whatever you want.
Stigma.
We are here for 100 years. Do what you want. I don't know.
We are here for 100 years. No
maybe,
more.
Maybe.
Maybe that. Maybe less.
Like, just do it. Who cares?
If it makes you happy, just
if it
do it.
Makes
I don't understand
you happy.
People who, like, who, like, what?
Like, worry about yourself. I constantly see, like, people, like, editing their things and stuff like that. Like, I love posting all the time what I look like, mm-hmm. don't care. Sometimes I'll do it with makeup on. Sometimes I'll do it with, like, nothing and looking ridiculous. But, like, just post whatever and no one cares. If you want to look like a perfect Instagram model all the time, do it.
Good
if you want
you.
To look musty, dusty, gross
musty,
like
dusty,
me,
gross?
Do it.
I can also tell you guys that Dixie showers actually like 10 times a day. She takes baths.
Yeah.
She bathes.
I took 3 baths yesterday and 1 shower.
You're like, what?
In a matter of 3 hours.
What?
It's my comfort place.
So yeah, you guys will be happy to know that.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you remember when you first got your license and you would, like, call dad every, like, 3 days and be like, hey, I popped a tire?
That only happened 3 times. Well, it happened twice. I popped one tire. I popped one tire on the way to school. And then I got in a car crash. It wasn't a crash. I bumped someone on the highway because they cut me off. But I was too, like, I was crying. So I didn't tell the cop that he cut me off. So... yeah, I got in trouble. And
but,
no, I'm not done. And then I was going home from work one day, and it was like at 10 o'clock at night because they kept me there really late. Shut up! I'm literally going to hit you. No, I was coming home
that
from
was
work,
a threat.
And it was snowing, and I hit a rock. One rock, twice. Both tires.
All right. But, like, even when you had your license, you had to wait 6 months before you could drive siblings. So let's talk about our school commute, what we used to do. Dixie would drive herself, and my mom would drive me every single morning.
It was so nice. And I'd be late every day.
Yeah, my mom and I would have, like, left, and then Dixie would leave, like, 10 minutes later.
And then I would take the long way. I always took, like, a way where I'd take 30 to 45 minutes to get to my school 15 minutes away.
And then I started driving with Dixie. And then I started stopping going to homeroom because I was not on time. I had never had to sign in as late to school without, like, a doctor's appointment until Dixie started driving me to school. Because I'm very, very on time. I like
And we would
on time.
Leave on time.
Yeah, Dixie would just take all of the windy back roads to, like...
No, we like there's an easy straight shot from the highway to get to school. But I just liked we would go to the Dunkin' Donuts a town over, even though there was one right on the exit to the highway. We would go there and then we would go up to another town, which our school wasn't in. We went through like 4 towns to get to school.
So basically, if you're hearing this, don't drive with Dixie if you want to be on time.
Yeah, I just like seeing the scenic route.
That's why I want to be able to drive myself, because I want to be on time for things.
I never even drive you anywhere, and you're still late.
Yeah, I know, because you left our house so abruptly, and now you don't come back because you don't care about me. Yeah, I went there.
I like living alone. I invite you over all the time. Charlie never comes.
No, you invited me over last night, and then I never got a call, never got a text, never got a time, never got
because
an address.
Mom was, you know my address.
I still want it to be sent to me.
Mom was like, oh, she's busy. So I was like, I thought we had plans.
I wasn't busy.
I cried all night.
I was not busy. I was crying.
I was crying.
I was crying.
We should have cried
I bet you
together.
I cried more. I have a picture. You want to see?
No, I don't care.
Yeah, you do.
All right. I think that's...
yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you all. I really just genuinely love you. I love you. I love you. Have a great day. Woo. Tell your podcast friends, listen to a podcast, send them a podcast, listen to this podcast again. Maybe you missed something.
Send them another one.
Send them another fun one.
They're fun. Podcasts are fun. Thanks
like, subscribe.
Watching.
Thanks for listening.
We out.